USA Radio News.
President Trump made an unannounced visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Saturday. The president visited the cemetery during an annual event in which Christmas wreaths are laid to honor the sacrifices made by veterans and their families. For now, Obamacare is the lay of the land, although the future is a bit murky regarding the Affordable Care Act, as a federal judge in Texas ruled that the law is unconstitutional. As far as when we could expect any changes, Jesse Weber is a health attorney. He joined CBS this morning.
I would say everybody in 2019 is probably okay,
yeah,
because the appeals process takes some time. Yes, they can try to fast-track it through the appeals court and then try to fast-track it through the Supreme Court because it's such a big issue. But I've tried this. I've seen this happen before. I'd be more concerned for people who are trying to think about in the future what they're going to do.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving by the end of this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A federal agency is taking a look at a long-standing media ownership rule, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Imagine CBS merging with NBC, or NBC merging with ABC, or Fox. Well, none of them can do such things right now, because the FCC prohibits such mergers under what's called the dual network rule, but the agency voted to move ahead with a review of media ownership rules, including the one that prevents dual ownership of two or more broadcast giants. The FCC asking if the rule, quote, remains necessary to promote competition, localism, or viewpoint diversity. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai saying the commission is teeing up a number of questions and keeping an open mind on whether such rules still make sense.
Iowa Democrats are making 76-year-old former Vice President Joe Biden the early favorite for their party's nominee for president in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, in his farewell address, warned colleagues that the upper chamber of Congress, where he served for four decades, is in crisis. Warren also believes
things weren't always as they are now. I was here when this body was at its best. I was here when the regular order was the norm, when legislation was debated in committee, and when members worked constructively with one another for the good of the country. I was here when we could say without any hint of irony that we were members of the world's greatest deliberative body. The bar of decency has been set so low that jumping over it is no longer the objective. Limbo is the new name of the game. How low can you go? The answer, it seems, is always lower. When we heed our better angels, when we hearken to the voices of virtue, native to our very nature, we can transcend our tribal instincts and preserve our democracy for future generations. This is a final floor speech, not a final goodbye. 3 weeks from now, I will no longer hold office, but I will continue to hold a special place in my heart for all of you.
Hatch, who's 84, is retiring this month after serving in the Senate since 1977. For USA Radio News.